As we go 20 minutes before 11 o'clock, it's time for...
This empowering conversation is brought to you by Lalettes. Choose what works for you.
Yes, it's time to get back to our Let's Talk community platform, where in this space you can ask questions, share experiences, and of course feel empowered to make the choices that work for you. A safe space to ask anything that you have been too embarrassed to ask before, on anything from first periods, PMS, pregnancy, and even menopause. And of course, get an answer from a pool of community responders and experts. A totally free platform, one that we all wish we had many years ago, earlier on in our lives. And the nice thing is that once you become a member on www.lalettestalk.co.za, go to Good Hope FM's Twitter page and post your questions using the hashtag LalettesTalkGHFM. You know what happens? You stand a chance of winning 5,000 rand in prizes, including a year's supply of your favorite Lalettes products, a donation to a charity of your choice, and a 1,000 rand shopping voucher. So let's get straight into it with our expert today. Candice Langford is a physiotherapist and a special interest in pelvic health and sexual health. She has developed an online platform to empower our followers through education. She unashamedly addresses taboo topics such as pee, poo, pleasure, pain, and periods in a lighthearted and approachable manner, aiming to normalize conversations and break down stigma in the pelvic and sexual health world. She advocates for a healthy and dynamic lifestyle whilst actively considering pelvic, menstrual, and sexual health. She is an expert responder on Lalettes Talk, and she's made time to join with us today. Candice, welcome to Good Hope FM.
Thank you so much for having me. It's an honor to be here.
It is wonderful having you. We have been having a blast over the last few weeks talking about all of these things that previously very much was taboo topics. And it's such a wonderful space to be able to talk to us. But let's talk about you first and foremost. What exactly is a pelvic floor specialist, and who should be seeing one?
Sure. So I'm a physiotherapist by trade, and I've got a special interest in the pelvic and sexual health world. So I focus on pelvic function, sexual function, any injuries, any concerns, any dysfunction that might be occurring within that region. So just like you might go to the doctor or the physiotherapist for a sore neck or sore arm, or an arm that's not working very well, same, you would come to me as a physiotherapist for any dysfunction, pain, or injuries or issues in and around the pelvis. So that might be lower back pain, coccyx pain, constipation, urinary incontinence, which is leaking urine, or it might be pain with intercourse, or difficulty engaging with a partner in a certain manner, and there might be pain or etc. that you are feeling with that. So the field really is quite broad, and it's quite niche. I'm sure you might have noticed. I'm not sure if you've ever heard of a pelvic floor physiotherapist. But yeah, it's a very, very exciting field, and being a part of this Lalettes Talk is definitely, it's right up my alley, if I can say that, because yeah, it's an empowering and exciting space to be in. It's one that we, you know, have always, it's a conversation we've always wanted, we've always needed, and it's just been way too taboo and brushed under the rug. And yeah, it's an exciting field, and this is an exciting opportunity to speak more into this much needed conversation.
It's so wonderful. Like, you were so right. I did not know what the pelvic floor was, what role it plays in our bodies. But what is the role that it plays, and how does one begin to strengthen your pelvic floor?
Okay, so first of all, strengthening pelvic floor is a misconception that we really, really need to move past. You know, there's this word Kegel that people have come across, and it makes us feel as though, you know, being discharged from the hospital after having going through childbirth or after having an injury, we kind of made to believe that we need to just focus on Kegel. So first and foremost, I need to make it very clear that Kegels are not the be-all and end-all, and pelvic floor exercises are not the be-all and end-all. So let me just go backtrack a second and stop and chat about what is the pelvic floor. So the pelvic floor is a sling of muscles, often referred to as a hammock or a trampoline, and it's almost like a bowl at the base of your pelvis. And in individuals with uterine anatomy, you've got three holes, one for the urethra, one for the vagina, and another one for the rectum. And in males with penile anatomy, they would have just two holes. And the pelvic floor functions to facilitate controlling these openings. So it might contract and close in order to maintain continence, in order to keep stool in, and you might want it to relax and let go to allow urine out, to allow stool out. Also, with regards to sexual function, we would then need a relaxation of those pelvic floor muscles, a letting go to allow us to achieve full function. And the pelvic floor has a role in all the tissues around, so it feeds into your glute function, your hip function, your lower back function, because it creates this kind of stable foundation for our limbs to work off of. So it plays an essential role through our lives with regards to, you know, contributing to activities of daily living, really. You know, your ability to maintain continence as you get older, or after an injury, after an operation, after childbirth, you know, allowing the passage of stool and making sure you're fully evacuating your bowel and not ending up with constipation. So pelvic floor functions to contract and lift and support pelvic organs, and relax and let go to allow passage, and to allow passage in or passage out, whatever the field of interest might be at that point in time, and then strength and function in our daily lives. And then this is where this misconception comes in, because when you hear about pelvic floor dysfunction, you straight away think, oh, I don't want to leak urine. Oh, I don't want to have prolapse. Oh, I don't want this to go wrong. And, oh, I want better sex. So then we think the solution is contract, contract, contract. Mm-hmm. And you would never really go into the gym, pick up a dumbbell and do 100 dumbbell bicep curls a day, right? You end up with a sore, uncomfortable, non-functioning arm. Mm-hmm. And same with the pelvic floor. We don't want to go and over-strengthen and overuse the muscles, because you're going to end up with pain, dysfunction, and injury in itself. So we need full function, the ability to let go, the ability to contract with power, ability to contract with endurance, in order to achieve that proper functioning of the pelvic floor.
Oh, that's quite interesting, Candace. You are the expert, and you basically tackle taboo topics such as pee, poo, pleasure, pain, and periods. And I've got one question on Twitter that's just come through that says, when I'm on my periods, why do I have a runny stomach?
Okay, so this is quite an exciting topic, and one that's definitely, you know, if you struggle with constipation, this can be like a blessing. People every month, they feel like, yes, finally. with regards to periods and period cramps, which is what you might be more familiar with, your body produces prostaglandins, and that facilitates the contraction of the uterus to expel the menstrual fluid and the uterine lining. But sometimes we get an excessive amount of this prostaglandin production, and because it facilitates contraction, we get this increase in contraction of the colon, so of the gastrointestinal tract. And with this increase in contraction, the stool moves a lot faster through the bowel, and that's when there's not enough time in the bowel for that stool to become dehydrated and kind of consolidated, so that you would pass it as a solid stool. It's now moving through so quickly that you pass a stool that is a lot more runny. So if you find that you're having a particularly painful period, there's lots of cramps, then that's usually associated more so with a runny stomach at the same time.
Wow, that is very, very interesting. I just got another one here that says, I get such bad period pains. Is there anything I can do to help?
Yes, oh my word, there's so much. So besides, you know, chatting to your doctor and potentially chatting to your dietitian to determine if there's any lifestyle factors on that side that need to be addressed, we need to make sure that we are alerted to the fact that period pain should never make you feel as though you can't leave home and can't function. Yeah. You should be able to kind of move through your day still with those period pains. And if it's anything in and above that, you should go and seek help with a medical practitioner in person. But other than that, you know, making sure that you are first and foremost staying hydrated, keeping your body well hydrated, that contributes to improving your experience during your menstrual cycle and during the bleeding phase, making sure that you continue to exercise. So we need to listen to our bodies and start to tune in and understand what happens to our bodies through the menstrual cycle, whether you're in the follicular, ovulation, luteal, all the bleeding phase, our bodies typically kind of go through peaks and troughs, and we start to feel, oh, I've got more tolerance of exercise, less tolerance of exercise. We need to move throughout our cycle, but listen to our bodies and potentially tone it down a little bit at certain times within our cycle. So during that period pain time, we tend to tension up, we curl ourselves into a ball, we don't move, we like don't take nice, deep, beautiful breaths, and we eat rubbish food. So yeah. In that time, we need to be mindful and start to think, okay, I'm going to stay well hydrated, I'm going to eat well to keep my bowel moving, I'm going to breathe well, and if we breathe well, we typically are exercising nicely, so you're going to move well. Make sure that you're not clenching and tensioning up your tummy and your hips and your pelvis because you're in pain, but rather being mindful about letting that belly go, letting your hips go, moving. So you might pick a mobility routine to do. You might do a very gentle yoga type routine. You might do a very mild strengthening routine, like a gentle Pilates routine. On my Instagram page, there's loads of different mobility routines that I often refer patients to, even because it's just nice to be guided to move your body in a safe and controlled manner. And that's where that's what, funny enough, can really, really do wonders for period pain.
Oh, Candace, I feel like I could listen to you all day. It is so reassuring and literally taking mental notes. But the nice thing is, even though our chat is coming to an end, you are still an expert responder on the Let's Talk platform that anyone can access and become a member of. It's free, www.lelettstalk.co.za. Candace, you've been amazing. And thank you so much for the wealth of knowledge that you've shared with us today.
Thank you for having me.
It is an absolute pleasure. There we go. Candace Langford, she's a physiotherapist with a very special interest in pelvic health and sexual health as well. As mentioned earlier on, we have picked a winner for today's prize of 5,000 Rand in prizes, including a year's supply of your favorite Lelettes products, a donation to a charity of your choice, and 1,000 Rand shopping voucher. And that person is a Lelettes Talk member, Aletu Bongo, who's going to be contacted with her amazing prize. You too could be a winner. We still have a few more weeks left of this amazing Lelettes Talk platform. All you have to do is go and sign up and be a member at www.letstalk.co.za.
This conversation was brought to you by Lelettes. Join the community now at letstalk.co.za.
What's the one thing I wish I knew about my period sooner?
The mood swings. Mama, why did you not tell me?
The breaking out. The cravings. The heavy flows.
Like, it's just my body doing its thing.
It's okay to openly talk about it. We're all going through it, so what's the big deal?
Join the Let's Talk for empowering conversations for all life's periods. Sign up for free at letstalk.co.za.